Weather forecasting is notoriously hard to get right. No one knows that better than National Weather Service meteorologist Grant Smith.
I remember this very vividly because it was like at this moment, I just like, all right, I give up. It was one time I was standing at my house looking outside and it was 34 and raining. And I was just drinking my coffee. Later that afternoon, it was 38 and snowing. And I was like, what is this? What is this? It's just a moving target.
Smith came to the Weather Service office in Juneau after working as a TV meteorologist in South Dakota. He says forecasting there was a little more straightforward.
South Dakota is mostly flat. Just because it's flatter, the range of possibilities is much smaller, and so it's just, in a sense, easier to forecast.
The basic components of weather forecasts are the same no matter where you are. It starts with radar and satellite imagery that show the basics of incoming weather systems, things like what direction a front is traveling and how much precipitation it's bringing. Then weather models bring out the finer details. They basically run simple atmospheric data through equations that predict things like wind speed, dew point, and temperature. And those tools work really well in some regions. But in a place like Southeast Alaska, things are more complicated.
Ours is a lot more intricate in needing to know these tiny little details and microclimates that we have to deal with.
Basically, what's happening in the atmosphere doesn't always give a clear picture of what's happening on the ground. Weather systems interact with the terrain. And the many mountains and waterways of Southeast Alaska make things hard. Take Hoonah and Gustavus. They're fairly close to each other, but the same wind pattern can cause very different weather in each place.
So you have a north wind. So north wind for Gustavus is coming off of land, probably going to be cold, probably going to be snow. But a north wind over Hoonah is coming off of water, rain, snow mix, or rain.
Those differences define microclimates in Southeast. They're small areas where the climate patterns differ from the rest of the region, and even Juneau has a handful of distinct microclimates. On a winter day, storm clouds coming in off the ocean can hit Douglas Island and dump rain in downtown Juneau. But if you drive out to the valley, in the shadow of Mendenhall Glacier, you might encounter fresh white snow instead. Meteorologist Nicole Farron says the models predict weather conditions for areas that are just 3 square kilometers. But even in that small grid, Juneau's terrain can change from land to ocean to high mountain peaks.
Majority of this box is a mountain, and the models think that that is a mountain point. They don't know that Home Depot's right there. But I do.
So on the forecast map, she'll edit weather conditions by hand. It's not just microclimates. Southeast Alaska is also a huge region.
Our area is about the size of Florida, and Florida has 6 or 7 offices, and we have 1.
And not all the meteorologists have a chance to visit the many small communities they forecast for. So they turn to the people that live there.
People that are weather nerds like the rest of us here in the building, and they like weather, so they report on it.
They can tell meteorologists what will happen on the ground when a weather system moves over the land. If a front passes over Gustavus, for instance, local observers have an idea of what's going to happen in Juneau. In most cases, forecasters make their decision with an abundance of caution, especially when making storm advisories and warnings. They make the forecast for safety purposes, so they're bound to overpredict. But Smith says an accurate forecast in a place like Southeast is a unique rush.
It makes it kind of more of a challenge and more fun when you can nail it and when you get it right.
And he says the people of Southeast are uniquely forgiving, too. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.